This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. House of Representative election concludes peacefully nationwide with around 60% voter turnout. Vote counting begins in several constituencies across the country. Head of State and Government praises historic and peaceful polls. Prime Minister Karki holds telephone talks with Qatari counterpart on Nepali national security. And tensions escalate in West Asia as Iran, US and Israel conflict continues. International community calls for restraint amid rising tensions. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has said voting for the House of Representatives election held yesterday concluded largely peacefully across the country. Polling took place simultaneously in all 165 constituencies from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. yesterday. The Election Commission reported a preliminary voter turnout of around 60%, which may increase slightly once the final figures are compiled. Joint Secretary and Spokesperson of the Election Commission, Narayan Prasad Bhattrai, said voting was completed without the need for re-polling at any polling center. However, a few isolated incidents were reported. The commission said people across the country, including first-time voters, elderly citizens and differently abled voters, participated enthusiastically in the election. Election officials said voters who had entered polling centers before 5 p.m. deadline were allowed to cast their ballots even after the official closing time. Similarly, officiating Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari said the election was concluded largely peacefully despite a few minor disruptions. He added that organizing the nationwide vote on the scheduled date had been challenging but successful. Vote counting has begun in some constituencies after all ballot boxes were collected and secured at counting centers, while ballot boxes from several remote districts were airlifted by helicopter, and counting under the first-past-the-post system will start once all the ballot boxes reach the respective election offices. More on the vote count updates, we have Kausal Khimire with us.
Yes, Srizana ji.
Hello, Kaushal. Good morning. How is the vote count going?
So, Srizana ji, I am currently at the local level development in Jaulak Hill, where the vote count of Lalitpur constituency number 3 is underway. As per the latest update that I have in my hand, 3,594 votes have already been counted. Toshima Karki of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party is leading the vote count with 2,477 votes. She's way ahead of her nearest competitor, Jitendra Shrestha of Nepali Congress, who has only 476 votes. The third position is taken by Sandan Thapa Magar of CPN-UML, who is in the third position with 119 votes. Srizana ji, what we are seeing in Kathmandu Valley is unprecedented. Almost all constituencies except Lalitpur 1, which is being led by Uday Shamsher Rana of Nepali Congress, except that one constituency, all other constituencies are being led by the Rashtriya Swatantra Party. Even Bhaktapur constituency number 1, which is seen as this bastion of the Nepal Workers and Peasant Party, even Prem Sual of that party is lagging behind the competitor from the Rashtriya Swatantra Party. So what we are seeing is unprecedented, and this is very surprising. I mean, there were sections in the society who were expecting this result, but to see 14 out of 15 seats in Kathmandu Valley being led by Rashtriya Swatantra Party, like I said, is unprecedented.
All right. Thank you so much for your updates, Kausal ji. We are continuous going live from Radio Nepal on vote count update. And now back to the news. As the Election Commission aims to publish results of the direct system within 24 hours after counting starts, after which counting under the proportional representation system will begin. In the meantime, President Ramchandra Podel welcomed the peaceful conduct of the election and expressed hope that the vote would help resolve the country's current political situation and thanked voters, security agencies, political parties, the election commission and all stakeholders for their role in completing the electoral process. Likewise, Prime Minister Sushila Karki also congratulated the citizens, describing the election as historically peaceful with enthusiastic public participation, adding that the successful conduct of the polls demonstrated a democratic and constitutional path forward for the country. President of Nepali Congress Gagan Kumar Thapa noted that an unwavering loyalty and firm commitment towards democracy were demonstrated well with enthusiastic and active participation of the voters in the election yesterday. Issuing a statement after the completion of the election, President Thapa extended his gratitude and reverence towards all, including voters contributing to conduct this election. Likewise, coordinator of Nepali Communist Party NCP Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said that the citizens' active participation in the House of Representatives election, utmost restraint and trust towards the Federal Democratic Republic has further strengthened our system. Taking to his social site accounts after the completion of the election yesterday, former Prime Minister thanked the government, civil officials, security personnel, political parties, civil society and the entire voters for making the election a success in a peaceful, civilized and democratic manner. Likewise, with the successful completion of the House of Representatives election nationwide yesterday, the senior leader of Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP Balendra Shah has stated that democracy has won under the premiership of Sushila Karki. Shah made the remark writing on his Facebook wall. A total of 37 different national organizations and 3 international organizations observed the House of Representatives election this time. The Pioneer Election Observation Organization in Nepal, the National Election Observation Committee, NIOC, deployed more than 1,000 observers across all 77 districts in Nepal. The organization also placed a central data collection center in the capital yesterday where the data from the deployed observers were collected and disseminated through a press release. Briefing the press media yesterday, chairperson of NIOC, Dr. Gopal Krishna Shivakoti, said the election concluded peacefully nationwide except a few cases of minor disruptions. Likewise, voting continued even after 5 p.m. until 5:30 in around 11% of polling centers all over the country. Similarly, foreign election observers visiting Nepal to monitor the House of Representatives election have observed voting at several polling stations in Kathmandu Valley. Election commissioners from Russia, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, accompanied by officials from Nepal's Election Commission, visited different polling centers to assess the voting process, polling management and the security situation. According to the Election Commission, Nepal regularly invites international observers to monitor its elections. Prime Minister Sushila Karki held a telephone conversation yesterday with her Qatari counterpart Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdullah Rahman Al Thani and expressed concern over the recent developments in the West Asia region. During the telephonic conversation, Prime Minister Karki thanked the Qatari Prime Minister Thani on behalf of the government of Nepal and the Nepali people for providing security and protection to the 360,000 Nepali citizens in Qatar, the Prime Minister's secretariat stated. The Prime Minister said that Nepal is closely monitoring the developments in West Asia and conveyed Nepal's position that all relevant parties should adopt restraint, avoid escalating the conflict further and ensure the safety of civilians. During the telephonic conversation, the Prime Minister expressed her serious concern over the latest developments in Qatar and the assault on Qatar's sovereign territory, primarily along the non-military area. Qatar's Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Thani highly applauded the cordial, deeper and friendly relations between Nepal and Qatar. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin, now on to an international news update. Tensions in West Asia have escalated sharply as fighting between Iran and the United States and Israel continues, with heavy casualties reported and military threats intensifying. U.S. President Donald Trump claimed that Iran's military capabilities are being rapidly weakened by ongoing attacks, saying that the country now has no air force and no air defense, adding that Iran's air force is effectively gone. Iranian officials, however, rejected those claims and warned of severe consequences if the conflict expands further, saying that Iranian forces are prepared for any potential ground invasion by the United States. Citing the Iranian media reports, Al Jazeera has reported the death toll from U.S. and Israeli strikes across Iran has reached at least 1,230 people since the attacks began on Saturday. Meanwhile, Iran has continued to launch attacks targeting locations across the Gulf region. Reports indicate that Iran has carried out missile and drone attacks against U.S. military facilities and other sites in countries, including the United Arab Emirates, Qatar and Bahrain, some of which have also affected civilian areas and infrastructures. The rapidly escalating situation has raised international concern about the risk of a broader regional war. Several governments and international organizations have called for restraint and urged all sides to pursue diplomatic efforts to prevent further violence. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally clear in most of the parts of the country today. According to the division, the mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces will see partly cloudy skies with a chance of light rain or snowfall at one or two places. Hilly areas in these provinces are also expected to remain partly cloudy with the possibility of light rain in a few locations. Meanwhile, the Tarai region across the country are forecast to remain mostly clear. In Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces, weather will remain generally clear in most Himalayan and hilly regions, although isolated light rain or snowfall may occur in some areas. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives election concludes peacefully nationwide with around 60% voter turnout. Vote counting begins in several constituencies across the country. Head of state and government praises historic and peaceful polls. Prime Minister Karki holds telephone talks with Qatari counterpart on Nepali national security. And tensions escalate in West Asia as Iran, U.S. and Israel conflict continues. International community calls for restraint amid rising tensions. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.